Oh, snaps.
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Well, good morning, raw feeders. I am Dee Dee Mercer Moffitt, the CEO of Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our business and where friends don't let friends feed kibble. I said kibble. Where friends don't let friends feed kibble. Happy Tuesday. How's everybody doing today? I hope you're doing great. I hope you're feeling good. We're going to talk today about not feeling so good, and that's if you have joint pain. And I want to talk to you about the best sources of glucosamine and chondroitin, because there's some really not so good sources out there, but there are great sources in the real food. But man, if you want to feel good, if you really want to feel good, you personally, in your soul, go to a rodeo. And I'm serious. We had the Western Stock Show rodeo here in Denver for 2 weeks. Oh, I love it. I love everything about it. I love everything about the cowboy life, about the farm life. I love it. And when you're around the animals, and these animals are treated so well, they are prized. They are partners with their cowboy or with their trainers. We watched the dogs that work in herding the sheep. Oh my gosh, these dogs are so amazing. How they work the sheep, you know, they're just getting them in the pen and leading them through openings. They're working dogs, and the trainer and the dogs and the relationship with the animals. It feels good in your soul, and the freedom of religion and the freedom to be proud of your country, the freedom to look at the heritage of what made us who we are today and how we still get our food and how we get our leather and the draft horses, the big horses that used to pull and plow, pull the big, you know, trailers. It's amazing. It's amazing. There's such a sense of pride when you go to a rodeo. There just is. I love it. And if the world crashed today and we had to go back to that life, well, you know what? I'd be just fine. The yes, sir, and the yes, ma'am, and the... I love it. It's so... It just feels good. It feels good. And I got to tell you, singing the national anthem and singing the flag, I mean, your eyes just well up. And your eyes well up when you see the barrel racers. Even that, when I see these horses just performing exceptionally because they're athletes and you see them perform, oh my God, it's just breathtaking. I love it. So that's my suggestion. If you've not been to a rodeo, get to one. It'll feel good in your soul. Well, today we're going to talk about glucosamine and chondroitin, because you know what? There's a lot of dogs out there that ain't feeling so good. And they're not feeling good because, not just because of kibble. A lot of it is because they're not eating the right type of food. But some of it is because of aging, right? Unfortunately, we all age. There's just nothing you're going to do about it. But we can help it. We can help it along with glucosamine and chondroitin. Now, do you guys know that your body actually does produce that, right? We all produce glucosamine and chondroitin in our bodies. But like everything in life, when we get older, we produce less, except fat. Seems like we produce a lot of fat when we get older. right? Because we just produce a lot less energy, I think. But if your dog has arthritis or joint pain, the best thing that they can eat is food that is high in glucosamine. Now, there's a lot of fake glucosamine and chondroitin out there, or let me say it like this, a lot of synthetic glucosamine and chondroitin, a lot of supplements that are sold online, or maybe they're even a prescription glucosamine supplement, but there's a lot of problems with these supplements, like sulfate or glucosamine HCL. You know, in studies by consumer labs, they find that some of these glucosamine synthetics have dangerous levels of lead in them. And they also found that they're mislabeled. Maybe they don't contain anywhere near the amount of glucosamine that they're supposed to. And as you guys know, synthetic glucosamine and chondroitin is not well absorbed by our bodies or dogs' bodies. And maybe the dog's body doesn't even recognize this type of glucosamine, but they do recognize the natural sources that are actually in food. So we want glucosamine in the dog's food to help repair joint cartilage. Glucosamine helps keep the right consistency of that synovial fluid that lubricates a joint. So if there's not enough glucosamine, that's where you end up with stiffness and pain in the joints. Okay. So today I want to just give you some ideas of where you can find the best natural sources of glucosamine for dogs. One of the greatest sources that you can give dogs are going to be in green-lipped mussels. Green-lipped, not lipid. Green-lipped mussels, okay? And you can get those in their natural form, or you can get them in very, very pure form, like what we have on the website. It's by SeaSafe. But those naturally contain large amounts of glucosamine and chondroitin. And the other factor that comes into play with these green-lipped mussels is that they're COX inhibitors, okay? So that's what your prescription joint meds are. They're COX inhibitors. So COX inhibitors offer anti-inflammatory benefits, but prescription joint medications also contain LOX inhibitors, or they don't contain LOX inhibitors. And LOX inhibitors don't harm the liver and the gut lining. So when you're on a prescription joint pain med, those can definitely harm the liver and the gut lining. So we want to go with the most natural sources of glucosamine and chondroitin for dogs, for joints. There's another thing that's amazing that has a natural source, and that's the inside lining of eggs. It's called neem. Neem. It's the membrane that's inside of those eggs. So one of the reasons that I like the green eggs on our site, because it has neem in it. It has that membrane in it. Now, if you can go through your eggs and get that membrane out, more power to you. I don't think it's super easy to do, but that's certainly a great place to get it. Okay. Now, food, beef trachea is awesome. It if your dog likes to chew on beef trachea, go to our treat section or our air dried supplement sections, and you will find the dried trachea. We've got it in its whole form, and we've got it in its sliced form. People ask me all the time, how easy is it to cut the air dried trachea apart? It's not super easy. I mean, they're fairly hard, especially when they're in the whole form. I think the sliced ones are going to be a little bit easier, but it's going to be something that your dog can gnaw on for a little bit of time. Okay. They're not going to just like the beef lung or the lamb lung. Those are kind of like training treats. They're going to eat that quite fast. If you can find raw trachea, you can also make that a part of your dog's meal. About an inch of that a day is all you need, about an inch of that. We used to have the raw trachea. Hopefully we'll get it back, but we don't have it right now. But any kind of trachea, beef trachea, is going to be awesome, okay? Other food sources of glucosamine for dogs. How about rabbit ears, especially the kind with the fur on it? Because fur is a great source of manganese, and that's an important trace mineral that's also linked to healthy joints. Where do we find that in our food? The rabbit and green tripe. Okay, the rabbit and green tripe is going to have that entire head of the rabbit. It's going to have the fur. It's going to have the rabbit ears. So it's going to be a natural source of glucosamine and chondroitin for your pets. Another blend that we have that's going to be great for glucosamine and chondroitin is called Senior Pro. Our Senior Pro, the bone source in that blend is chicken feet. So you're going to find some toes in there. You're going to find the claws in there. But it is the chicken feet, which is why it's called Senior Pro, because it has the natural glucosamine chondroitin in those chicken feet. It's in the 80-10-10 category. Senior Pro is a beef, tripe, organ, bone blend. It's fabulous, but not just for seniors. So you can get that for any life stage, all right? Not just for seniors. Actually, there is no real life stage food on our site. It's all good for all life stages. So don't get caught up in that marketing hype. And then, of course, chicken feet, duck feet, turkey wings, and turkey necks. All of these are the natural sources of glucosamine and chondroitin that will help your pet maintain that synovial fluid and help lubricate their joints. Everything that we've talked about today, from the beef trachea strips to the knuckle bones, to the feet, to the wings, we've got it all. We're a one-stop shop right here at rawdogfoodandco.com. If you would like to get your dog started on a species-appropriate diet, we can help you. All you got to do is go to Raw Dog Food and Company. We have a contact page. We have a learning center. We have the podcast. We have a sale every Thursday called Yappy Hour. It goes 6 to midnight here in Colorado time. That's a great way to try us out. We ship every Monday. We ship all over the country. You have access to Dr. Judy Jasek. She's on the podcast every Friday where we talk about pet health. You also have access to Neely Piazza, who is an amazing pet nutritionist. You have an itchy dog. First and foremost, we got to get them on a species-appropriate diet. You have a dog with digestive issues. First of all, we got to get them on a species-appropriate diet. Any kind of issue, we first and foremost got to get them on a species-appropriate diet. And then that's going to tell us a lot. That's going to tell us if we've got damage from toxins in the body and how we are going to repair those. Because if you're on a species-appropriate diet and you're rotating your proteins, you've got ample organs in there, you've got bone in there, and you're still seeing an itchy dog, then we could have leaky gut. We could have a yeast problem. We could have vaccine damage. But this is going to tell us where we need to go. First and foremost, you got to get your dog on a species appropriate diet. We know all about that here at Raw Dog Food and Company. Just reach out to us via our contact page. Tell all your friends about the Raw Dog Food Truth. It's an easy way to learn about the raw diet. Because here at Raw Dog Food and Company, your pet's health is our business, and friends don't let friends feed kibble. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
Oh, snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.